WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something truly powerful. Embracing your true self and living with authenticity. Ever feel like you're putting on a show for the world? Like there's this version of you that everyone expects, and you're just trying to keep up appearances. Yeah, I've been there. It's exhausting. But what if I told you there's a way to shed those masks, ditch the expectations, and finally be yourself fully and unapologetically? In today's world, we get bombarded with messages telling us who we should be, how we should look, what we should achieve. It's enough to make your head spin. But here's the stoic secret. True strength comes from within, from knowing yourself and living in accordance with your own values. So, let's unpack this real quick. We've got 5 key takeaways that'll help you on this journey of self-discovery. First up, know your values. What truly matters to you? Is it kindness, creativity, justice, knowledge? Figure out what drives you, what gets you fired up, and use those as your guiding stars. Think of it like choosing a direction on a map. Knowing your values is like setting your compass. It keeps you on track even when the world tries to steer you elsewhere. Next, challenge your limiting beliefs. We all have those pesky thoughts that hold us back, telling us we're not good enough, smart enough, or brave enough. But remember, these are just stories we tell ourselves. They're not facts. Start questioning them. When a negative thought pops up, ask yourself, is this really true? Is there evidence to support this belief? Often, you'll find those limiting beliefs crumble under scrutiny. Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. We all make mistakes. We all stumble along the way. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness you would offer a good friend. Number 4. Don't compare yourself to others. This is a big one. The comparison game is a bottomless pit of misery. Everyone's on their own unique journey. Focus on your own path, celebrate your own victories, and learn from your own experiences. Finally, live in the present moment. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future steals your joy and prevents you from fully experiencing life. Practice mindfulness, appreciate the little things, and be fully present in each moment. This is where true contentment lies. Now, let me tell you a story that illustrates this whole embracing your true self thing perfectly. I was at a networking event a few years back, and I was talking to this guy who seemed super confident and successful. He was dropping names, bragging about his accomplishments, the whole 9 yards. I felt myself getting sucked into trying to keep up, wanting to impress him with my own story. But then, something clicked. I realized that by trying to be someone I wasn't, I was actually missing out on a chance to connect with this person authentically. So, I took a deep breath, let go of the need to impress, and simply shared my own experiences honestly. To my surprise, he opened up too. We ended up having a really genuine conversation, and it turned out we had a lot in common. You see, by being myself, I created space for real connection. So remember, folks, living authentically isn't about being perfect or putting on a show. It's about embracing your quirks, celebrating your strengths, and being true to yourself, no matter what. It takes courage, it takes practice, but trust me, the rewards are measurable. You'll feel lighter, freer, and more connected to yourself and the world around you. So go out there, be brave, be yourself, and let your true light shine. And as always, keep those stoic principles close. They'll guide you on this amazing journey of self-discovery. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words. Let me know what resonates with you. Hit me up on social media or leave a review. Until next time, keep striving for that authentic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.